Good morning, Monday morning. Joining us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Quite a few things to talk about when it comes to New York State government and politics today. Let's start with what was a celebration and a recognition of Gay Pride over the weekend in New York City on Sunday. And we also saw in conjunction with that the signing of a law to deal with something called the Gay Panic Defense.
Right, the celebration, the annual Pride Parade and weekend in New York City was a huge celebration given it was the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots that really sparked the gay rights movement. And obviously in the last 50 years, particularly the last decade, we've seen major progress for the gay and LGBTQ community, including same-sex marriage and more rights for trans New Yorkers. So it was a huge celebration. New York was turned into, anywhere you went, you saw rainbow flags and just a big celebration. And as you said, Governor Cuomo, fresh off his trip from Israel, came back and signed a bill that would outlaw the use of the gay and trans panic defense, which basically said that if you killed somebody, you could have argued that it was really almost like temporary insanity when you found out that person was either gay or trans. The governor said that it's kind of a ridiculous thing to that it was still on the books in New York. It kind of codified racism and hatred in the law. So a bill passed this year, the governor signed it into law, that banned the gay and trans panic defense.
Well, speaking of banned, I would have thought that Sim Cofelder would have been banned from the Democratic Party since aligning with Republicans to give them a majority in the Senate for quite a bit of time.
Right, and the Democrats, even though he wanted to go back, once the Democrats took control of the Senate starting in January, they wouldn't let him. They felt that he sided with the Republicans specifically, that he gave them their majority last year, and they wouldn't let him back. But now, after a session in which he helped them pass legislation such as giving driver's license to undocumented immigrants, they are welcoming back, which means the Democrats will now have 40 members in the 63-seat House, which is too shy of a supermajority, meaning they'd be able to override vetoes by the governor on their own. So it's a big deal, Felder. It's going to be interesting to see what some on the progressive left say, since, like we said, Felder helped directly keep the Republicans in power in the Senate. But in the new session, he will be back as a Democrat.
There's a new leader of the Republican Party in New York State. His name is Nick Langworthy. We've talked about this, but he's in Colony today to be officially made chairman.
After about a decade of Ed Cox, or more, Ed Cox, Richard Nixon's son-in-law, who headed the party, who wanted to continue to head the party even after really big losses last year, he lost the fight with Nick Langworthy, the Erie County Republican chair, and Langworthy will be installed as the new Republican chairman, 38 years old, one of the youngest, if not the youngest ever, in New York. And he'll come in with a message that an all-Democratic state government has shifted New York to the far left. But he still has an uphill battle. They haven't won a statewide race since George Pataki was reelected governor for a third term in 2002. And the Senate now has 40 Democrats, meaning the Dems would have to lose 9 seats to lose the Senate majority next year. So he has his work cut out for him.
Ken Lovett is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.